Oh, hello. Come in, boy. Don't stand there in the door letting the cold air come in. I see you have a memo there for me. Bring it over here. You can leave it on my desk. That's right, just leave it there. I have something I want you to do for me today. I'm expecting my next appointment any moment now. I will be interviewing a new lady for a position here at the Hypnomistress. She comes to me very highly recommended. Highly skilled hypnotist, a firm hand with her subjects, and it doesn't hurt that she's drop-dead gorgeous. Now, about you, I have read your confession. You are a good boy sharing your dark desires with me. And even if you can't help yourself, needing to confess so badly, I do appreciate your honesty. Honesty and trust are so important between us, and I expect it from every boy here at the Hypnomistress. Now, your confession. I have it here printed out. Don't worry, I'm not going to share it around the office with the other girls. Even if you beg me to. Yes, oh, you are a little naughty, aren't you? You like to watch. Well, you know what? I'm going to let you. Cat caught your tongue. Turn around. See that large door on the other side of my office? It goes into the next room. My secretary is not in today. He's tied up at home. Go on through that door. That's right. Now turn around. Now shut the door, but leave it open just a crack so you can see through into my office. Wait there until I call for you. Don't make a sound. Quiet as a mouse. Good boy. Good afternoon. Come into my office. Don't be shy. Come on in. Why don't you take a seat over here on my leather couch? I find it always helps people get over their nervousness when they meet me for the first time.
Thank you, Miss Croft. I think everyone can get a little nervous in interviews, and it's pretty intimidating meeting you. The actual Hypnomistress behind the Hypnomistress brand.
Call me Mia, please. There is no need to be intimidated. I won't bite, I promise. Although you do look quite delicious, I must say. Is that pinstripe skirt you're wearing today, Chanel?
It is. Thanks for noticing.
Well, back to business. You have come here today to interview for the position of being one of my Hypnomistress, erotic hypnotic artists. Looking at you, I can see how boys must be falling at your feet all the time.
Well, yes, although I prefer them not to do that. It's so much more helpful if they stay on their feet, so they can carry my bags, open doors, and fetch me a coffee when I want one.
I can see we are going to get on famously. Would you like to tell me just a bit about yourself? How did you start out as a hypnotist?
Well, I have to go back to do that. When I was a young girl, only about 8 or 9 years old, I stood out from many other girls in my neighborhood. For one thing, I was always very pretty. Also, I used to enjoy playing with toy soldiers. I loved arranging them in my bedroom on the floor, lining them up, giving them pretend orders, and marching them around in response to my commands. I did have dolls, but something about bossing around those boy soldiers really fascinated me. I had quite the collection of toy soldiers to play with. Many of them were given to me as gifts by the boys who would come around. Knocking nervously on my front door and asking my mother if they could play with me. Learning how I loved to play with toy soldiers, boys would bring their most impressive toy soldiers over to my house and offer them as gifts to win my approval, and so I would invite them to stay and play. Why did the boys want so much to be allowed to sit with me in my bedroom all day long, just watching quietly as I had a good time playing with my little toy soldiers? It may have been that they loved to look at my beautiful long legs, or glance sidelong at my beautiful big round brown eyes. Or it may have been that they just loved listening to my voice. When I played with my soldier boys, I would talk to them in a sing-song voice, giving them instructions, telling them to obey, marching around in circles. I would softly command them in a beautiful, soft, musical voice that the boys would listen to. And as they listened, some of the boys would find themselves drifting away into a sort of daydream. In their dreamy minds, they imagined themselves to be Alexandra's toys, marching around in front of her as she commanded them, following each command from Alexandra and waiting for the next, wanting to show Alexandra how straight they could stand, how good a toy soldier they could be for Alexandra, all in a dreamy, floaty state, sinking deeper and deeper as Alexandra's voice keeps softly speaking. The boys would have stayed there whilst I played my games with my toys all day if they could. Time would float past without them really noticing, just enjoying the pleasure of being there in Alexandra's room. The game would always end the same way, my mother coming to the bedroom door and calling for me to end the game. Often the boys would feel very strange, lightheaded, and a little disoriented as they drifted back and found themselves sitting on the floor in my bedroom, hearing my mother's voice bringing them back to reality. Wandering home again, each boy knew that he wanted very much to return to Alexandra's room and be allowed to play with Alexandra again as soon as he could. Sometimes they might daydream about being one of my toy soldiers. When they imagined that, they felt a warm rush come over them, a sort of tingling. These boys who were fortunate enough as young boys to have experienced being part of Alexandra's game would never forget the experience. It would always be a strong and pleasing memory, a slightly magical part of them, deeply ingrained as they grew up. When they were teenagers and discovered the pleasure of self-pleasure, they would often fantasize about dominant women, taking control of them, making them do things to please the woman. It would become a strong and repeating theme in their sexual fantasies. Some of the boys would discover erotic hypnosis and femdom on the internet, and know they were deeply susceptible to the charms of hypnodoms. Feeling that they were somehow pre-programmed to be more responsive than most other people to the suggestions of the hypnotist.
That is a very intriguing introduction to you, Alexandra. And now, we're going to have a little fun. Whenever I interview a new hypnodom, I always like to have them perform a simple trance on one of the boys. You know, just so I can observe how they work and how the boy will respond to their voice. So let's move on to that part of today's interview, shall we? Are you ready?
Oh yes, this sounds like fun. I love to play with new boys and train them to respond to my hypnotic voice.
Just wait there for me while I bring in our subject. Hello. Who have we got here? My boy, it looks like you have been standing at the door this whole time, listening in to our conversation. How very naughty of you. Have you got anything to say for yourself? You do seem a little dazed. Perhaps listening to Alexandra's story has already put you into a light trance. Come on over and sit with us. That's right. Alexandra is getting up from the big, comfortable leather chair, so you can sit down in it. You do look a little unsteady on your feet. Would you like to explain to Alexandra why you were listening at the door like a peeping Tom today? No? Cat caught your tongue? You don't have anything to say to Alexandra? She does know all about you, you know. In fact, I'm going to sit back over here at my desk and let the two of you get to know each other a bit better. Alexandra, he's all yours.